Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On Monday morning, Pope Francis issuing an order allowing priests to bless same-sex relationships. The Catholic Church still not allowing priests to marry same-sex couples, but the relationships themselves can now apparently be blessed. Tom Ryan, professor of ministry and theology at Loyola University in New Orleans, joins us. And Professor Ryan, you read the document that the Pope issued this morning. What's your take? What do you see in this? What's he trying to do?
So I've just read it, and so these are my initial reactions. And my understanding of it is that it's not so much a blessing of the relationship as a blessing of the people in the relationship. And so I think that's an important distinction. And I would say it's not so much an order, but an invitation that if priests would like to bless people in same-sex relationships, that would be permitted. And so, you know, what my initial understanding of this is that there are kind of two things going on. One is Pope Francis is very clear that he doesn't want this invitation to be confused with, are these blessings to be confused with marriage. And so the church has always wants to avoid that confusion. And so these blessings will not be formalized, or will not be highly, normalized, but in particular situations, a priest may decide to bless people in a same-sex relationship. So that's one side of it, avoiding confusion. The other side is just Pope Francis is a very pastoral pope, and this document really ends with I think his point. He said, it says, in this way, every brother and sister will be able to feel that in the church they are always loved despite everything, always blessed. And so I think for Pope Francis, the other side of it, he wants all people to know that they are loved, all people to know that they're blessed, no matter who they are, no matter what they do. And so I think, you know, between avoiding confusion and wanting people to know that they are blessed, Pope Francis came down on the side of wanting people to know that they're loved and they're blessed. And I think he does that because his commitment, he leans towards the pastoral. So I think that's what's going on in this document.
So based on how you describe it, especially Pope Francis wanting people to know that they're loved, sounds like Francis is sticking to his MO. It seems as if that's following the mantra of a lot of other edicts or orders or bulls that he's issued during his papacy.
Right. I think that's his commitment. He's a very pastoral pope. And I think there's a position in the Catholic Church called the preferential option for the poor. So God loves all people, but especially those who have been excluded, those on the margins, those who are suffering. And so that's why Pope Francis talks about immigrants, talks about the poor, the homeless, people in war, suffering the effects of war. And I think he recognizes that the LGBTQ community has been a very marginalized community. And he wants all people, including those in the LGBTQ community, to know that they are loved and blessed.
Pope Francis has taken some criticism from cardinals and bishops, especially here in the United States, more conservative bishops and cardinals, about his stance on LGBTQ people and couples and other areas that other popes either haven't touched or they've ruled conflict with Catholic doctrine. Is Pope Francis opening himself up to even more criticism and furthering, I don't want to say furthering a schism because that's not the right phrase, but creating more division between himself and more of the conservative bishops and cardinals in the church?
You know, I think that there has always been tension in the church and always been tension between, you know, like I said earlier, the tension here is between, you know, clarity and the desire to avoid confusion and, you know, a pastoral concern. And so, you know, so there's always been that tension. And so I don't think this is anything new. And I think that, you know, Pope Francis is leaning in one direction, but he's leaning very cautiously. If you read this document, it is not a wild, you know, revolutionary document. He's very, very cautious. And, you know, the blessings that he encourages, again, are not going to be formalized. They're not going to be put into books and things like that. So, you know, so I would say that's one thing. And, you know, I think Jesus's call to love is really a challenging call. And, you know, I think it challenges everybody. And so, you know, so I think that, and you know, Jesus angered people also, you know, so I think that yes, this will upset people because there is an importance of clarity and avoiding confusion. There is importance to that. So I think, you know, Pope Francis is leaning a little bit away from that here. And so I think that will upset people, but I think also, you know, I think his leaning towards, you know, a pastoral consideration, emphasis on, you know, love of God for all people is, you know, I think people will also appreciate that.
He is Tom Ryan, professor of ministry and theology at Loyola University of New Orleans. Professor Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with us. All good information. And if people want to find you at Loyola, how can they reach you?
Well, they can email me. You have my email address at tfryan@loino.edu.
Perfect. Thanks again, Professor Ryan. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.